I apologize for the lateness of the posting today. I want to share with you a very, very short idea. The Torah was given Bimidbar Sinai. It was given in the Midbar. Why wasn't it given in a populated place? There's a lot of possibilities. One possibility is that it's utter dependence upon God. Once we go out into the world, you know, we're able to say, this is me, this is my contribution. The desert, I'm a nothing. It can't be, it's nothing but. The Medrash tells us that when God wanted to give the Torah, first he went to the sea ran away. Then God went to the mountains ran away. And then God went to the desert, and the desert embraced him. What exactly is the message of the Medrash? The message of the Medrash is that for Torah to take root, it has to take root in a desert, in a place where you're completely alone, and you say, God, I'm ready. I'll take it all in. There are often people that look and say, you know, how do I make Torah work? How do I make Judaism work? Or why is it that I look at certain people and they seem to be Jewish, they seem to be religious, and yet there's something missing in them? Rabbi Freyan says, don't judge Judaism by Jews. And if you're going to judge it by Jews, find the greatest of Jews. Find someone like the Chafetz Chaim or of Moshe Feinstein, who you say, they became a desert. They looked and turned to God and said, I submit myself completely to you, because all I want to be is a kli kibul, and a kli to accept the Torah. A person like that is going to be wildly successful in Torah. It's a person that says, all I care about is that relationship with God, and showing people that my relationship with God is impactful and it changes in my relationships with how I deal with people. May it be Hashem's will that we're all able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim by being a midbar towards other people and showing them what an inspiration Judaism could be.